Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Thank you.
everyone, and thank you for listening in. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thanks again, guys, for listening in to the show, those that are listening via Internet and those that are listening via my show page online on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-305-8834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic. Our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call CPA on Duty, this professional, certified public accounting firm. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, whether you have corporate accounting, corporate taxes, those guys over at CPA on Duty can take care of your needs. Whether you have problems with that stuff or whether you just need someone to take it over and do a great job at it, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of it. 770-732-0244. All right. Now, guys, I know that today, you know, today is usually free fall Friday. But I wanted to do a special show. And I'm gonna do that. Okay? But I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook. So if you don't want to miss an episode of the show, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page and type in 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. And our page should come up there, the show page should come up, send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend, and voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll get daily show notes about an hour to 2 hours before the show. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have a great show set up for you today. Call in, weigh in on the subject. The subject is today, should he or she move in without a job? Now, the reason I wanted to do this show, guys, is because there's been things said over the last couple of days that about this subject, and I'm saying this because I talked to someone about their relationship, and I was told by them that they were no longer in a relationship. And it shocked me because it was, you know, it hadn't been long. And they're already falling apart. Now, if you guys remember, I did a show not long ago about that time, or what is that space called between dating and marriage. What is that space called? If you recall that show, what is that space called? That space is called, that space is called the fiance. And my thing is that a lot of people miss that. A lot of people miss the fiance stage of a relationship. That stage between dating and marriage. And what I said on the show was that if you miss that stage, if you skip over that, it's going to be tough to make your marriage last. That is that part is like the next step before you walk into the door of a house. If you take a couple of steps up until you walk into the house, if you miss that last step, you know, it's going to be kind of funky walking into the house if you miss that last step. You might fall on your face, fall into the door, whatever. But that thing, that step is crucial. And, you know, if you skip over that step and don't involve that step, then the foundation of your next step of your marriage is going to be tough to figure out. And what I'm saying is, I know I'm kind of general here, but what I'm saying is you have to get to know someone. You can't just date someone for a few weeks and then all of a sudden, okay, she's the one for me or he's the one for me. We're going to get married. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, or a month later, or 3 months later, you get married. No, you have to have time to understand each other, to learn each other, to figure some things out, to understand how we're gonna make ends meet, how we're gonna pay bills, who's gonna pick up the kids, what time, how we're gonna do dinner at night, all those little things. If he has stinky feet, then he have to leave his shoes outside, or you know, I mean. That's something that's happened with people. I knew someone that had, you know, a significant other, and they had to leave their shoes outside because their feet were stinky. When they came in, they had to take those shoes off, leave them outside, go wash those feet, and they could stay in for the night. I mean, that's true. But my thing here is that, you know, and this person, I'm not going to call any names or anything like that. And if they're listening and figure out that that's who I'm talking about, don't take offense to it. I'm trying to teach here. I'm trying to teach other people here that may be in this situation. They may be headed to this situation, or they may have gone through this situation. So what I'm saying is that you can't, you know, when you move someone in, someone moves in, and which is the topic of the show, and they don't have a job, it's going to be tough. If you're living alone or you're living alone with your kids, you're a single parent with kids, and you guys are getting along just fine, and then you start dating someone, okay? If it's a man or a woman, either way, you know, whether it's man single with kids or a woman single with kids, they're both situations. I'm not saying it's just men. I'm not saying it's just women. What I'm saying is, if you're in that situation and you start dating someone and they come in and they're not used to being around kids, then they don't have a job. So if you move he or she in, then you gotta turn around, you gotta budget for that person. You got a budget for more food, more electricity, more gas, more water, more this, more that. All that stuff is going to go up. And if you've been budgeting your money, your household's on a budget, and someone moves in without a job, that budget's going to almost go through the roof. Especially if you're already toughening on your bills. So that's one thing right there. When you move someone in, all your bills are going to go up. And they don't have a job, so they can't help you with that. Then there's another thing about it, is that women are, and I'm saying this because I'm a man, women cannot take getting up in the morning, getting ready, heading out to a job, and their man is laying there in the bed, sleeping, snoring, without a job. They can't handle that. They don't know what to do about it. So they'll get so upset. And men, take this into consideration, because if you're gonna be with a woman and you don't have a job and you wanna move in with her, you talk her into moving in together, then you better have a job. If you don't have a job, don't move in with her. I don't know where you've been sleeping and wherever before, but stay there. Just date her. Until you get a job, don't move in with her. Ladies, same thing. Until you get a job, don't move in with this guy. Everything's going to go downhill. Now, how can you get up every day, go to work, he's at home or she's at home in the bed, then when you get home, they haven't cleaned the kitchen, they haven't started dinner, they haven't cleaned the house, they haven't cleaned the toilet, they hadn't vacuumed the floor, none of that. How can you deal with that? How do you deal with that? You don't. You don't move them in. No. The answer is no. Should he or she move in without a job? That's the topic of the show. And the answer is no. Capital N, capital O. What part don't you understand? The N or the O of no? Don't do it. Call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call in and weigh in on the topic. And because it's so hard to deal with that, and you don't want to deal with that, because it's just going to make your relationship fall apart. And the situation that I was talking about with a friend was that they got married, they skipped over the fiancé part, and they got married. then they were living apart already. So, and he was working, she was working, but they lived apart. They lived about an hour or hour away from each other. Now they're going to get married. They got married. And then she offered him to move in with her. She offered him to move in with her and quit his job. I can handle the bills. You move in with us. You look for you another job. And you know, everything will be okay. We'll live happily ever after. Well, he quit his job, moved in with her. Now, find out he doesn't like kids. She got two kids. Now, he's got to move out. Got to get out. You got to get out. You don't like kids. You don't have a job. I can't stand you. And after them, you know, if even if they had a great physical relationship, that's out the window now. She can't stand him because he can't stand kids or her kids. And then on top of that, he doesn't even have a job. He can't even buy food. He can't even pay a bill. He can't even take us out to eat one night. All that stuff is bad. So that's what's going to happen is that, and what has happened is that, you know, like I said, she wake up in the morning, he's still laying in bed. She got to go to work. Ouch. She come home after work, tired after 8 long hours. She come home after work, and he's laid up on the couch watching TV and eating something out the kitchen that he hadn't paid for. And she walks in the kitchen, and there are dirty dishes in the kitchen from last night. From last night's dinner. She walks in the bathroom and there's dirty towels on the floor from everyone showering this morning. And she walks in the bedroom and the bed isn't made there. There hadn't been any, you know, the clothes that she washed hadn't been folded. He hadn't even turned on the vacuum to vacuum the floor. And then on top of that, he didn't even feed the cat today. Oh my God, man, you gotta go. I know we've only been married for 2 months, but you gotta go. This is not gonna work. Should he or she move in without a job? No. Don't do it. And don't get married without having that foundation between dating and marriage, which is called a fiancé. During that period, that's when you find out if y'all can be married, if y'all can live together. If he like kids, if he's going to take care of the kids, if he's going to do some dishes, if he's going to turn on the vacuum, if he's going to make the bed, if he's going to pay bills, are we going to have a joint account that we pay bills out of, and are we going to do this and that, all that stuff. And let me tell you guys something else. The physical part of a relationship, the sex, highly, highly overrated at this point. Because you may have had a great sexual relationship or physical relationship But once you move them in and you find out they don't like kids and they aren't washing the dishes and ironing the clothes and holding the clothes and making the bed, all of a sudden, the sex isn't all that. Ladies, you can find a man anywhere to jump up and down on you. That's what I call it. You can find a man anywhere to jump up and down on you. But you can't find a man anywhere that has a job, that'll clean the kitchen, that'll clean a bathroom, that'll fold clothes, that'll make up a bed, that'll run a vacuum. That's what you're looking for, though. You aren't just looking for someone to jump up and down on. You're looking for those other things. And then if he's good at jumping up and down, oh my God, you hit the lottery. And that's what you're looking for. That's what I'm teaching my girls. You aren't just looking for a guy just because he's, I mean, initially, you look for the physical stuff. Good looking, feet doesn't stink, tall, whatever, good personality. Then you gotta find out if he's good in other areas before you get married. So I think you should live together before you get married for at least a year so you can go through all seasons with him or her and understand what you've got. Thank you guys for listening to the show. It's been great. You guys are wonderful. I love you all. Have a tremendous weekend. I have to jump in the bed for a little while and then gotta get up. I gotta work tonight too. I got 10 hours to do tonight, but that's cool because I have about 3.5, almost 4 days off after this. Now, hey guys, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Love you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Take care. Take care of your family. Hang on to everything. Take care of everybody. Don't drink and drive. Stay out of trouble. Please. It's a holiday weekend. You know the popo is out there. So you, wear your seatbelt. Drive the speed limit. Be careful and take care of your family. I'll see you guys. I'll do a show on Monday for Labor Day, the holiday. I will be here 6:30 p.m. Same time, same place. Love you guys.